Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What did you really believe to be true, but then it wasn't? 1-800-330-9999, Tana and Raven. You know, my daughter is 11, and she's really smart. Mm-hmm. So I was really surprised when she was eating a clementine, and she accidentally swallowed one of the seeds.
Yeah.
And she started freaking out. I'm like, what are you, like, and I'm like, Hayden, just drink some water.
She's going to grow an orange tree in her.
Oh, she thought that something bad was going to happen in her belly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I go, Hayden, that's not real. It's just going to come out the other end eventually when you go potty.
No, it's totally real. Watermelon seeds, fruit seeds, anything like that. Yep. Going to grow a tree right in that belly.
I couldn't believe that she thought that was real. I go, Hayden, we eat pumpkin seeds on purpose. Like, we roast them and we do the whole thing.
Think about how painful that'll be when that happens finally.
Well, when you have to pass it.
You know, if you eat a little bit of soil with any one of those things, I don't know what would actually happen.
But then I started thinking about it. I go, when you're young, you believe a lot of things. You're told something,
it's
and
true.
Then it just kind of sticks with you, and mm-hmm. you just accept it to be fact. And then when you find out it's not real, you feel pretty dumb.
Yeah. When I was young, I believed that Jaws was out there, and he was, like, waiting, you know? Like, and if, you know, because at the end of the movies, right, any Jaws movie or whatever, there's always the fact that the shark kind of, like, you see it die. But then there's, like, a little teaser, almost. Like, oh, he could come back.
So you believe Jaws is still alive.
So I believe that Jaws was out there and waiting for me anytime that I would approach, like, an island-like setting like that where you get to the beach. You know, family vacations. Okay. They're a little nerve-wracking when I was younger. Go in the water. Go in the water. No.
No.
No, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to believe that mannequins would come alive at night after you left the store.
Oh, remember that movie, Mannequin, with Kim Cattrall?
Well, that's why.
Love that movie.
That's
Andrew
why.
McCarthy.
I really believed it. I remember being little. I wasn't old enough to see the movie, but I remember watching the trailer, and I truly believed it. And every time I would go to a store and I would see the mannequins, I would be terrified.
Right. Well, I mean, they are creepy in general, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all these years, all this evolution that we've had out there in the world, we can't get mannequins that are a little bit less creepy.
It's true.
I mean, we've got robots,
but
androids.
Would you really want your
people
mannequins?
Have those pleasure dolls? But, I mean, just get something that looks a little bit more lifelike.
I don't know. Do you really want lifelike mannequins at your Old Navy trying on clothes? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'd rather them not have real faces, or do I? I don't know.
I don't know. It is confusing.
I used to believe when I was a kid that if you wore a bra to bed, then you wouldn't grow up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it held everything back.
I really, really believe that. And my mom was like, that's not true.
Did somebody tell you that? Where did you get that from?
Or
it just seemed like science to you?
I think that somebody had mentioned it along the way, and then it just kind of stuck with me. And then my mom, like, she's like, it's not true. She's like, but it's more comfortable to take it off. So, like, I don't know.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. What did you really believe to be true when you were younger, or even to this day, and then you find out it wasn't and you felt silly? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you believe when you were a kid, or even as an adult, and then when you found out that it wasn't true, you felt really silly? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I thought Jaws was waiting for me. Like, he was real. He was out there right off the beach.
I thought if you wore a bra to bed, then your leading ladies would never grow. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So when I was a kid, my mom and my aunt told us that the little girl down the street was kidnapped by a man in a red van. And they told us that just so we wouldn't play in the street.
Smart. I don't know why my first reaction is that that's smart.
Was somebody actually kidnapped?
No. So we found out about 15 years later in our 20s that she just moved.
Wow.
Wait, here's the thing, though. You should have known it was fake because kidnappers only have white vans.
I mean,
not
right.
Red.
Everybody knows that.
Everyone.
To us, they were red. To us, they were red, and it was the 80s. So I'm 40, and I still look into the window of a red van just to check for any kids.
You know what? I'm glad that you're out there checking.
Right.
Red vans are creepy.
Hi, it's Yana on Raven. What's something you believed as a kid and then you found out it wasn't real?
Well, when I was a little girl, there were these planes with these square holes in the back, like a double fuselage tail. I think it was a P-38 or P-39 or something made by General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me that the bombers would line up their targets using these planes. And so I grew up, and one night I was having dinner with the CFO of General Motors and the PR person for General Motors. And I told him the story, and I felt like an absolute moron because they said, Sarah, that's not what they were used for. And I felt like such a dingbat. And they sent me a gift about the history of the plane later. It was just such a funny story, but I was like, oh, my God, you are such a moron for believing that until you're 35.
Yeah,
right.
Never discuss building techniques with an architect and never discuss, you know, aeronautics with aerospace engineers and CFOs. Like, I mean, they're closer to it than you are. If it was that interesting, they would have brought it up.
Yeah.
They would have brought it up themselves. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. But you believe what your family tells you.
No, of course.
No one blames you for that. Thank you for the call.
Good to know your Nana's just a dirty, dirty liar.
It's Anna and Raven. What did you believe as a kid that you grew up and realized it wasn't true?
My big sister told me that she doesn't fart. And I did not believe it. I mean, I believed it fully until I was in my 30s.
That she doesn't fart, did you say?
Yes. That's how, like, remember... Do you remember that Tommy Lee believed that girls didn't go number two because Pamela Anderson told him that and she never would go in front of him? And he believed that girls didn't do that for a very long time.
That feels like reality television joke setup right there. Come on. How's that? I mean, I know the people of North Korea believe that, what, the leader doesn't actually have a butt. You see, that's a thing. He doesn't have a butt. He doesn't go poo at all.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not going to tell you what my dad would tell me if you hold it in, what happens.
Right? What?
If you try to stop from going, it's not pretty. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What did you believe as a kid that you found out was fake?
I used to think that all cats were female and all dogs were male. I don't know why. I always used to think that.
I get that.
Yeah, no.
I can understand that.
Yeah, like feeling in a cat was more feminine. I don't know.
That's, yeah.
I always thought that as a kid, and then I forgot what age it was, but I realized that wasn't the truth.
Did you just tell me cats are sexy?
Well, I think because cats are kind of sexy.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening here.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get out of this.
Thanks for the call,
man. 1-800-330-9999. What did you believe as a kid and you found out that's not real? It's Yana and Raven. What did you believe as a kid or even as an adult and then you found out that that was not real and you felt really silly? 1-800-330-9999. It's Yana and Raven. My daughter Hayden, who's 11, thought that when she ate a clementine, a tangerine seed, that it was going to grow in her belly. But she believed that for real.
Listen, if she swallows a watermelon seed, she's going to be pregnant. So make sure that she doesn't do that.
God forbid. Raven, it's awful.
Just make sure. Oh. Just make sure.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you believe when you were a kid?
So when I was younger and I was acting up in like a store, grocery store, just shopping store, my mom would always say that if I, you know, continued to act that way, that the manager would come over and kick me out of store.
Yeah. I used to tell my daughter that if she misbehaved, that they would take her away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what she tells. She would tell her daughter that the policeman would take her or, and that doesn't bode well nowadays, or she would tell her that a stranger would take her.
Oh, well, also made her behave and stay next to me. I used to point to, like, strange men walking by.
Right. They weren't strange. They were just regular men.
And I would say
walking by.
If she kept running away from mommy, they would kidnap her.
Yeah.
I used to tell her all the time.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I've had every psychiatrist tell me not to do that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll do it with Dakota, but the way she's been acting lately, I might have to.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Anna and Raven, what's that thing that you believed as a kid, but then you grew up and found out it was dumb to believe that?
So embarrassed to say this, but I believe that you had to take off your shoes whenever you drove over a bridge, because if you didn't, you could, like, possibly drown if the car fell off the bridge into the water. So, like, before I would go over the bridge, I would kick off my shoes until I was, like, 13.
Oh,
that's That's crazy. You had more faith in your swimming ability than the teams of engineers that designed and built the bridges that you were going over. Like, that's a lot.
I've always thought in my head.
It's a lot for a 13-year-old to be thinking about.
I always wondered, like, if the car goes over, right?
Yes.
When do you open the car door before you hit the water so you could try to jump out or you get out?
You think you're going to have presence of mind that you're going to be able to make a conscious decision. Oh, I better open it now.
Because it's going to be hard for me to open the door and take my shoes off.
Let me tell you what it's going to be like. Bang! As you hit
Splash.
The water, and then you'll be lucky to get out of the car.
Right, but then can you open the door underwater? Probably
not. You
got
to roll down the window. That's what they tell you to do.
How are you going to roll down the window? It's not 1974. Do you think it's going to work?
Battery's still on. Power's still on for a minute.
You think it'll work underneath?
Yep.
Well, then I'll definitely take off my shoes so I can swim better.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dumbest thing you ever actually believed?
I actually used to believe that the characters on TV shows are real. I didn't understand what an actor was until I was probably like 11. I remember watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and my friend told me it was real. I thought he was messing with me. I still don't know if they're actors or not.
Right. I don't think anybody knows.
I'm not sure if they're humans, those people.
No one knows.
But it's true. I had a time, too, where I believed the movie characters were really like, you know, that was a thing.
They lived together. First time,
right. You found out that a couple on TV wasn't an actual couple. It, like, broke you.
Family Ties. I remember watching Family Ties, and I believe, like, they were a real family, just like mine. And then when I found out that they weren't all really related, it was heartbreaking.
You saw Michael J. Fox make out with Justine Bateman, and you were like, no.
No, what is happening?
This is terrible.
That's not right.
Right.
Coming up, All I Need to Know About You. You've been there before. You see people do questionable things all the time. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Including the story about what one guy is doing 7,000 feet above LAX and people are not happy.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big now.